Bonjour, hi, hello everyone. So, can you please let us know if you hear us? Bonjour, hi, hello everyone. So, thank you, Maxime. So we just discovered on the spot yesterday and today that there is some jitsi limitation, so we cannot hear each other due to some IP address access. But at least I think you can hear each of us. So that's a good start. I'll do a quick intro and then I'll stop. With Ludovic, yes, the echo was because I was checking that the sound was indeed working. Anyway, hi and welcome everyone. This is day two of first demo of the JavaScript Dev Room. My name is Fabien Benetou. I'm based here in Brussels for, well, I don't know, like 10 plus years. This is the proper Brussels weather. We had a lot of sun yesterday, which was very strange, but now we're back to the rain, so we can just focus on a whole weekend of first dem. Yesterday went really nicely. Pretty much everything worked. Everybody was nice and kind. All our speakers managed the Q&As. So this is great. We're going to try to do this again today. Ludovic is sharing a bit our schedule. We'll see the dozen plus of talks we're going to have to go through. I want to thanks the organizers, first them, like that. Even though we don't see each other in person this year, the event is still happening. And I think in terms of the culture of open source, in terms of showcasing, let's say the state-of-the-art software that we can make available to each other, modify, et cetera, and the society that goes behind it. I'm really, really grateful for everyone. And I want to thanks the speakers. We all know it's quite a bit of work in order to think about a topic, find a way to present it, put it all together in a video, and we're quite strict, let's say, on the quality of the video and all that. But then it means everybody can enjoy it after. So thanks so much for everybody who suggested a talk, for people who are still considering next year, don't worry. A quick word also for speakers, please do add all the links you can in the video description, because it means people who are going to watch the recording after, in a couple of days, hopefully, will also have access to whatever links you shared in the chat. So please, or be present in the chat and chat with others, answer question and all, but please do share the links after. Also, for speakers who were there yesterday, who finished, you should receive the recording link from First Dem servers. Check it, make sure the sound is okay, make sure there is not like a long part at the end that is blank or uninteresting. Save it and then validate it as soon as possible, because basically the first dem kind of momentum is now. So if you want people to be able to keep the conversation going, I really recommend that you validate your video as soon as possible. It's not urgent, but it means we can keep that momentum on your project or whatever you presented that you believe in. So yeah, thanks for this, and I'll let Ludovic share his why he's here, who he is, and his tips and tricks for the every participant and speaker. Thank you.
Thanks, Fabien. Welcome, everybody. I'm pretty happy to organize again a second day about JavaScript. It's the first time we're doing that. Interesting exercise. Today we will have maybe a little bit more about front end with JavaScript, because JavaScript can run everywhere in front end and in back end. And today we will have a lot of great sessions around React, around security, around the DOM also, and QuickJS. It's a awesome project from Sol. I'm really interested in about this project, but also Mono Repository or even a new micro front-end orchestrator. I hope you will enjoy the day as you enjoyed yesterday. And please continue to interact on the chat. It was a pleasure to see small discussions between participants. And enjoy the day. Take care. And I hope to see you again in real life the next year at University of Brussels. We will hope so. We will see. I don't know, Fabien, if you hear me. Not yet? Okay. I don't know if you have questions, chat. Let me check in our chat if you have some questions.
I don't know if I think you can hear me back now. What I wanted to share was a quick story, very quick, but I went on Reddit yesterday evening, and there was a discussion about self-hosting on a service for note-taking. Not going to mention it, doesn't matter so much. But then I made somebody complain about the lack of application. And anyway, the topic is not very important, but the point was, it wasn't really a discussion. It was, okay, this is what I want, this is what I like, the rest is shit. And I really felt bad about it, that we couldn't have a proper conversation, because maybe that person was right. Maybe an app is required rather than, let's say, PWA, which was my perspective, but it basically went nowhere. And I find this really frustrating, because maybe I'm wrong, and then I want to learn about it. I want to see what's happening. I want to discover something so that I can be a better user, better developer, better prototypist. I was so frustrating because the person just didn't give any argument. So to me, that wasn't a conversation. That was really basically toxic. And that's the point I want to raise, that you probably have a favorite language. You probably care about JavaScript if you're in this room like I do, but it doesn't mean you're right about everything. I know I definitely am not. So I just want to highlight that we're in this together, and we should learn from each other. But in order to do this, there is a bit of, let's say, intellectual humility that, we might be wrong. And in order to discover that we might be wrong, we have to be able to listen. We have to be able to put arguments forward or references or just not be an asshole. So we mentioned it yesterday that one of the key recommendation without the code of conduct, full blown, even though that should be the point of reference, is don't be an asshole. So that means, you have your preferences, you have your position, but be ready to have an actual conversation rather than wall in or even worse, insult people. Everybody here comes to share, to want to help, and let's try to be mindful of each other, to be kind, be nice, be able to present a viewpoint, which also brings me to the Q&A. Yesterday, it went pretty smoothly. The timing is super short, so it means speakers don't really always have the time to answer all the questions. That's also why we have a private room for each talk after. But do ask questions. Please don't be shy about questions. We can have too many questions, and that's fine, because again, the talk will continue in the other room after. So please, whenever you have, some doubt or wondering what the future of the project will be, how to contribute, if there is something you did not understand, please do ask. The speakers might know, somebody else in the room might know. There is absolutely no shame in discovering a topic. And if it's something the speakers mentioned and they don't have time, they might just skip that question, refer to it after. So don't hesitate to ask questions. Please do ask questions with a question mark at the end, so that we're not starting a debate we can keep that again for after after the Q&A when there is a lot more time. But yeah, yesterday was really great. A bunch of great presentation and good discussion on the chat. I also want to briefly mention that if some people miss the Corridor informal chat, like presentation are really cool, but something that to me and to plenty of others is really, really great about in-person events or the unexpected bumping into a stranger and like discussing about the meaning of life or anything really technical or not. And this is hard to reproduce online. We know that. So what we can do is I'll put a little message here. And if you want to add a tick mark on that message, then people can directly PM you. So I'm going to do it right now. Up for private one-on-one chat. Please add a tick to this message and others will be able to DM you. Voilà. So this added, it's totally optional. That's why we do it this way. It's opt-in. You don't, by default, don't DM or chat with people in private if they don't want to. So yeah, this is one option. And otherwise, yeah, Ludovic, if you have one last word before we start the day, please.
Yeah, thank you, Fabien. Yeah, it's, but thanks for your presentation. It's I have nothing to add. You resume pretty well the situation, and please interact with us and be shy and enjoy your day, and voilà. And don't hesitate to share on the social networks the presentations, what elements you have liked. And also it's an opportunity for open source contributors to find new projects, new interesting projects with events like FOSDEM. Thanks all for your participation in open source movement. It's pretty important and essential to change the IT. Have a nice day.
Oh, super. Thanks, Ludovic. Last of the last word, since we still have 30 seconds, it's, as Ludovic said, yeah, it's about finding other projects, promoting also open source outside the we're in this together moment. And I truly believe that it goes way beyond technical. Those are components, tools, processes to build a better society, to build a society that is open, democratic. So yeah, let's do this together and have a super day. Take care.